Here on the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, we continue with Executive Director of the Texas Corn Producers, David Gibson. One side of that coin is, particularly with corn and a few other crops we have in this area, you don't have to have a lot of manual labor to produce, to get in the fields. And so that makes it, because that is a thing I've heard a lot at Heritage the Farm Show, is finding people to work in on the farm now. Those numbers are limited for those producers out there to get that help in hand.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our, you know, with our bigger equipment, we don't require the labor we used to. And thank goodness for that, because accessing labor is really challenging. I know, and, you know, I live around the Tooele area. If you need an extra person out there on your farm now as they're wrapping up cotton harvest or looking at some of the other things they're doing on their farm, there's just no one there to take that job. And I think that's going to be a problem for us all the way through planting time next spring, is to have adequate labor. Part of that labor problem may not be on my farm. It may be for my input supplier and not having someone out there working for them to deliver the products I need. So it's a multifaceted problem. And you know, we hear these numbers about how good things are, but how we're having to support people that aren't working. And it's like, there's no reason. There's people out there hunting. You come out and be willing to go to work.
It doesn't make sense when we're supporting people who want to stay home, and we're making it harder for those who want to pay someone to get a job. It's backwards. It's backwards.
Yeah. And so it's kind of an interesting thing we have going on right now there, certainly.
We're short on time today. You're trying to catch a flight. You've been traveling, handling the legislative ends and things like that. One thing I want to do, though, is just preview what we plan to talk about here in the near future, the Biden EPA and the biofuels. And it's just, it's become a tangled mess. And you said something earlier about you didn't think it was right for someone not to do their job. And I think me and you are on the same book on that. If you get a check and they ask you, they tell me to come in here and do something every day, I do it. You know, and if they don't send me a check, then I don't do it. But the EPA has kind of made a muck of this whole situation. And I know some things have come down, but it's just kind of a hurry up and wait and see. And it's kind of unfair because your corn producers are stuck in a holding pattern, kind of being held hostage by this biofuel issue.
Well, you know, it's like we have some government agencies that operate in Washington that, you know, I'll editorialize a little bit. They have a job to do, and, you know, everything's timely.
Yeah.
And when you wait 4 and 5 years to make a decision on certain things and put it out, we can't go back and relive what happened in 2018 or 2019, and especially in this world that we live in today with the COVID issues. So it's like, why didn't they do what they should do? You know, that's always our question. That's what our farmers want to know. You know, they have to make a decision today and live with it tomorrow, but we have others that make decisions 3 years from now that we're living from today, and that's not the way anything in this world should operate.
No, it's not. It's really not. And especially for one of the strongest economic engines in our nation, not just in the Panhandle community, it's in the nation. We feed the world here. We clothe the world here, and we should expect from our government timely work for a timely pay. And it's disappointing. It's frustrating. It's disappointing. I know they're pushing the whole green energy deal, and it's like that, you know, the little girl in the room saying, I'm here, because we've been here the whole time, you know. And so I understand that completely, Mr. Gibson. Well, we're going to let you get out of here, get on that plane. I appreciate you taking time out to visit with us today, and safe travels. And I plan to talk to you before the end of the year, but if I don't, before Christmas, Merry Christmas to you and yours, Mr. Gibson.
You bet. Thank you, David. Merry Christmas to all out there, and enjoy the season and enjoy all your family.
Really want to thank David Gibson there. We had to go to Plan B and C for that interview. He was in an airport in Austin, Texas, trying to make his way back to the Panhandle, down there taking care of business for the Texas corn producers. Have a safe and great weekend. We'll see you bright and early Saturday morning on the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Weekend.